what some people in the music business might want me to do is like, why don't you put out Piano Man 2, you know, and then Piano Man 3 and so forth and so on. And I don't want to do that, because once you start imitating yourself, you're dead. You got to grow.
Everybody, welcome to Stand By Your Band, the podcast, where we have comedians on to defend music they enjoy that other people make them feel bad about and upset and ruin their little fun music listening to times with shame and such. I'm Tom Takar, and I'm joined by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. I feel good.
Hell yeah. Why you feel so goddamn good? You look fresh-faced.
I feel fresh.
What'd you shave for?
I shaved for a job interview, but yeah, Bardia Salimi, the comedian, said I had BBS, and I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Baby bottom smooth."
That is not.
It was a very
what
weird
I was expecting.
Thing. I know.
We should introduce our guest. We're joined by the wonderful Claire O'Kane.
Hey.
Also BBS.
BBS. Talk about BBS.
Baby bottom smooth. Oh my god.
He said it's big in the shaving community.
And you had recently touched a baby's bottom, so you knew exactly
verify.
What he was talking about.
What are you touching a baby's bottom for?
Oh, that's classified.
I can't speak on an ongoing investigation. So.
Tommy's a freak. That's a big theme on this show. And his parents are our only listeners, so I should probably not talk so much about
you
him
made
like this,
a freak. You made it freak.
Yeah, you made it freaky.
You understand? I'm not normal.
You like your pants.
Piss boy.
While I have the cord on my computer, I want to play another Billy Joel interview where he shits on Neil Young for some reason.
Yeah,
great.
We got to hear this.
Neil Young is a guy like that. He writes on the piano, and I don't really think he knows how to play the piano. When he, you know. That's so simple and fresh. I would never write anything like that because it's too simple. It's too obvious.
You have a song that's very...
He wow. makes a face while he's playing that Neil Young piano part, like the face you make when you're making a dumb voice for someone.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Neil Young is so much better.
Yeah. No, I know I'm here to defend Billy Joel, but Neil Young is way better.
Oh, you're not allowed to say that. We're going to have to edit it out. You can only speak highly of Billy Joel. That is the whole purpose. We are, if you haven't noticed yet, we're talking Billy Joel today, the Uptown Boy himself.
The first clue was the quote about Piano Man 2.
Yeah. Just the first thing he said.
I also don't think anyone asked him for Piano Man 2.
No. What would the sequel even be? Like, what more can happen to that guy? He's just like, famous?
Oh, no, again, it's the Piano Man.
I'm playing again at the same bar.
Baby's still talking to that guy from the Navy. Are you kidding me?
We got to get out of here.
It doesn't even rhyme.
Closing time. Yeah.
It's just closing time.
Last call, bitch. Yeah. Oh man, I really like that song, the old Piano Man.
I love Piano
I
Man.
It's a classic.
Matt Bronger has a joke where he makes fun of like what an asshole Billy Joel sounds like because he's like, "What the hell are you doing here?" You know?
Yeah. Just how cocky it is to be like, "Wow, you're way too." But he was though.
Yeah,
it's about
no,
his
he's,
life.
He's
yeah.
still super cocky. But
right.
He's like.
But he tried to kill himself, though, too.
That's what I brought all
so
these
it's
points.
It's all complicated.
Ooh.
He tried to kill himself, which I think makes him very cool.
But the reason that he tried to kill himself is that he cucked his old boy, where his bandmate or fellow musician or whatever he stole his wife, and then they had like an affair, and then the lady. Was like, "I don't want either of you," and then he tried to kill himself by drinking like piano varnish or something.
I thought it was Tide or something.
Was it
no,
Tide?
No, it was Tide Pods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was the first team.
See, he's cool.
I want to find this so that I'm not just giving the complete wrong information here.
Is it that one interview that we're
I thought it was turpentine.
About?
It might have been turpentine. It says, "I drank furniture polish. It looked tastier than bleach." Which I disagree with. I think bleach looks pretty goddamn tasty, if you ask me. Kitties, if you're out there listening, Take a little taste of bleach.
We call bleach Indiana milk.
That's how we control the population in Indiana. There's a really severe thing happening out there, and we hope you're doing all right out there in Indiana.
A lot of kids with three eyes.
Oh, man. Let's see. I just want to make sure it's also because of what I thought it was, but that's not on here, so that's fine. Damn. Distraught. Oh, yeah, it is... his music partner in the short-lived duo Attila, which I think was a heavy metal band. Yeah.
The pictures from that are pretty classic.
Is there music available? That?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. Let me look up Attila, yeah.
Here's a little song. Sing us a song, you're the heavy metal man.
Oh, no.
Let me yeah, I'm very curious. I mean, they have to have something up there, right? For old Attila.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to listen to like 10 seconds of a song called California Flash.
Stop watching me, Tommy. About 2 years ago, working in a rodeo, I saw the strangest looking man playing in a rock and roll band.
A 20-foot mustache?
I mean, it's psychedelic or whatever. Psychedelic metal.
That was psychedelic. That was sick.
Yeah, the cover, everyone should look it up. It's like him and this other guy in like night gear. It's very, and he's got very long hair and what looks to be a normal size mustache.
But his hair looks like a 20-foot mustache.
That's very true. Yeah. On maybe, top of his head. Wait, maybe the reveal of the song is that it's him.
And that is me. And I'm talking about me.
I wish he did that at Piano Man.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I was reading a little bit about old William Joel before you got here, and it was I wanted to know about his childhood and like how he got into music, and apparently he was playing piano at bars to like make money to support his mom or something. Mm-hmm. And then he had to drop. That's why he didn't finish high school. He missed like a big English exam while he was doing that, because he was sitting in a bar playing piano. I'm starting to think he's the piano man.
He did graduate high school at age 43. Did you know that?
No way.
Yeah, he
like
went
an
back.
Honorary grad.
He got his degree, I think.
Yeah, it says
his high school degree.
He did like a back to school Rodney Dangerfield thing.
Yeah, oh yeah. He did a Billy Madison. They let him do 2 weeks per grade. More people should do that,
insane.
You know?
It is legal.
My grandma did that.
What'd she
really?
Do?
She lived in Kansas.
Yeah.
And so she was like a farm girl. And her mom was from Germany. So they were just like, you know, we're on a farm. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You got to help us. You don't have to go to school.
Sure.
And so she's like, okay. And then she, I don't know why I'm like, I can't even make this story interesting, but I'm like trying to think of ways to make this interesting with little tidbits, but I can't even,
I can't even.
So anyway, she went back to high school, I think in her 20s.
Ooh.
And finished high school, and I don't know if anyone made fun of her or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think they were mostly like, she was hot, so it's like. Damn. What are you going to make fun of the hot older girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
They're like
move.
Eight. And they're like, hell yeah. Look at this hot 22 year old.
Yeah.
This is so sick.
She's got dirt under her fingers.
She smells like the goats.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I thought the coolest thing I read about Billy Joel is that his dad was a Holocaust survivor.
No
who
way.
Played piano.
Yeah.
And that's what Vienna's about. Yeah.
Wow.
And then, wait, it? That's what, what's
well,
about?
Vienna's like an ode to
oh, Vienna.
His dad. Yeah, 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 which is my favorite Billy Joel song.
You want to give us a little taste of that? Is that? That's not on the list, is it?
It's not.
No, so,
okay.
He reminded me of it. I forgot about it.
Damn. Yeah, he's got so many hits that it's hard to choose.
Yeah, it really is.
He's sold like the sixth most records, I think, of all time. He's like ahead of Michael Jackson.
Seems like something Europeans
this buzzing
would
is
like.
Very annoying. On this little thing. Oh yeah, this is a
beautiful.
Good one. It sounds even better with that weird buzzing in the background. I think it's better. This is a reminder that the bees are dying. So
slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
I feel like this is the most Elton John.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta say, so after a like when you're finish a Spotify playlist, it pulls up a song similar to what you're listening to, and it pulled up Benny and the Jets. Oof. And I got fired up on the walk home. I was like, now this is music.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
But I mean, the amount of hits, count how many Elton John hits really can you throw on?
That's a good point.
And be psyched.
It's true.
I think I'd be psyched for an entire Elton John concert.
I think I'd be Elton John up. And Billy Joel together.
What did you think? Who won out?
Billy Joel.
Damn.
Yeah, he puts on a show.
He blew the roof off the place. Elton John was good,
yeah,
but
with
he
his
just
alcohol level.
Oh my god,
he doesn't do that anymore.
Is that right?
Well, he only drinks wine.
Oh, I was
thing.
Just reading about how there's a New York Times article where it's called Billy Joel on not working and not quitting drinking.
Yeah.
He just keeps
Which is
going.
The Split Sider article about me also. The same headline.
And TJ Miller.
Oh,
you know.
Ooh, shit. Ooh.
What, who cares? He's stupid.
This is the pro TJ Miller podcast.
Yeah. Tommy gets very uncomfortable if you try to take down the Chicago King.
Oh my God.
I also like he has pugs. That's very cool.
That's
cool.
Billy Joel does?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he lives in Long Island still, which is like, okay. Like,
that's
yeah,
wild.
He's recording a special where he performs music just to his parents and then goes and feeds his pugs throughout the middle of it.
Maria Bamford
reference for three people who cross over. He said that when he was heavy into drinking, he said, I started with a Dewar's White Label Scotch, and then when I really got heavy into it, it was vodka. Vodka is a hardcore alky drink. I could take it in shots or I could just mix it with something. I can't even smell this stuff
that.
Anymore. He like describes vodka
alky.
To people. No, I have a glass of wine once in a while. I don't hide it. I have a glass of wine with a meal.
See?
But he just eats several meals throughout the day.
Yeah.
If I have 14 dinners, it's like
handful of nuts, get a glass.
But yeah, I saw them both at Wrigley Field.
Ooh.
And it was amazing. And I was shocked because I thought I liked Elton John more.
I would have thought that too.
Everybody thinks they like Elton John more.
Next thing you know.
He doesn't
next
compare. You know, I mean, he totally compares. They're like the same. But performance wise, and I think charisma, personality, story.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about Elton John.
He's gay.
I was about to say, from what I understand, he's a bachelor. He's a confirmed bachelor. So this article that I was reading starts off talking about how Billy Joel blew everybody off the stage at the 12-12-12 Sandy Relief Concert, which seems like a weird place to be showboating there, Billy.
It's for his hometown, probably, that got washed away. His house probably got kind of washed away.
Was he? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you're right. Damn. Yeah, he's the hero of old Long Island, home of the dirt bags, as I like to say it. Do you like Long Island?
I've never been.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to Long Island?
Several times now.
Interesting.
Because my boyfriend lives there.
Ooh.
Is
Billy
from
Joel.
There. My boyfriend Billy Joel. My boyfriend Billy Joel's second pug.
That would be great. We need to get someone's partner to come on and defend them.
Yeah.
You should defend Nick.
Well, that'll be hard. Just based on content alone.
Of course, yeah.
Past guest of this podcast?
That's right.
Yeah, I bet.
Let's see here. What? When did you get into old BJ?
Probably. I mean, I feel like I've always been into him, but just recently, my friend Megan Keister, also a comedian, is a huge BJ fan.
I didn't know that. That's so funny.
Like,
and
really
out
big
of character.
Yeah, but it's also kind of makes sense. She sees herself as an underdog for whatever reason, even though she's like successful.
Yeah.
And so does he.
Oh
kinda.
Yeah.
They're both alcoholics.
Yeah,
sure.
And he's just such a weird. I don't know, a weird character that I'm just drawn to him as a person. For
sure. I like that he's weird and lonely all the time.
Yeah, but he's very much himself and he doesn't try to be cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool.
Yes.
And also I started dating people who liked him and then, you know.
For sure.
And then you just like listen to them more because you're dating the person.
Of course. Let's see. I'm looking at. We should listen to Jared's voicemail before I forget to go too deep into it.
Jared,
if you want to hand me that little cord over there? So our buddy
Jared Fogle from prison. Because we can't have him on anymore.
Sure. We care deeply about his opinions on music. you know, I heard he's getting a foot long now. no, our friend Jared Thompson, who the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, friend and foe of the podcast, I should say, because he sends us things that often anger us and leave us distraught and feeling lonesome and hate-filled and rage-filled for sure. He does us the friendly deed of sending us his thoughts, because he is a classic hater of a lot of the bands we talk about.
Curmudgeon.
He's a he's a music curmudge.
This is so much. Just play the voicemail. This is so much exposition.
I was getting it prepared and describing while I did it. I'm a professional, Tommy. You were just going to leave it sitting silent over here. All right. So these are Jared Thompson's thoughts on Billy Joel.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Billy Joel. I know Tom gives me a lot of shit for complaining about, you know, having artists talked about that no one cares about, good, bad, or otherwise. And I just want to say that this could be the most perfect artist that we could have chosen, because he's polarizing. You have people who are like completely, completely off the board on one end or the other. And frankly, for someone like me, who I guess sort of thinks of themselves as a smart person when it comes to music, there are definite arguments on both sides of the coin here. I mean, I can totally relate to people that like Billy Joel, and I most definitely can also relate to people who think he's terrible, because there is so much of both. I think he fits somewhere certainly below Queen and Elton John, but in a similar way to maybe Hall and Oates or Journey, where there is this like pretty great greatest hits collection, but you don't really necessarily want to listen to a complete album. I think, you know, Queen and Elton John kind of fit more into the category of their elite artists, maybe, that have a wonderful greatest hits, and then the albums can get a little bit tedious. Journey, Hall and Oates, and Billy Joel all kind of have a good maybe 8 to 10 songs, some of them better than others, and then to try to get through like a Greatest Hits Volume 2 or even just songs from specific albums, it can be kind of a chore. So certainly Billy Joel, you know, he's benefited, you know, money-wise from just staying alive. Like, he makes a lot of money on touring, and he just didn't die when he should have back in the day. So I'm not really taking a side here as much as I'm just pointing out that this is going to make for a great episode. I think it's you know, this is, if we could see this, we should do the Michael Jackson popcorn meme, because it really is going to be very interesting to me. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Jared. Jesus, and all of our nagging finally got to him.
You know, Jared was the one who told him to drink that furniture polish.
He said, hey, your time's up, buddy. You've lived long enough. He said died when he should have? How do you determine that?
Wasn't
there,
he was in a motorcycle accident probably at some
he
point?
Was.
That sounds
he,
right.
Like, hurt both of his hands. Yeah.
Oh, no. The money makers.
I know.
Yeah, but he should have died.
He's been in like 3 car accidents. He drove into a house in Long Island.
I remember that. Do you remember when Conan kept making a Billy Joel running into houses joke for like a really long time after it happened? I remember that.
I found an amazing headline about it from CBS News. It says, Piano Man is Smash Up Man again.
Oh. That's not clever at all. Smash Up Man.
Wait, CBS. It's not like the Post.
They put Smash Up Man like that's a thing. Yeah, like that was also a song in quotes. Look at his car. Oh my god, look at his car.
Oh my
too
god.
Yeah, it's like a
it's a bug.
Are we to be assumed, are we to be assuming that he was drunk during these, or
oh,
is he just a horrific
was
driver?
Officially he wasn't, but I can see those Long Island cops being like,
oh yeah, oh, like, you the know piano man, he blew clean.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh,
take
oh,
away
Billy
the breathalyzer, hand him a harmonica.
He like takes one of their guns, tries to kill himself.
The This is a furniture polish.
I think we refer to Manchester by the Sea more than any other podcast. I think we have that claim to fame. Oh, man. I think Jared's right about this. I also didn't realize how polarizing of a figure Billy Joel was until we talked about him. We talked about Uptown Girl at our live show at Caroline's on Broadway, which you can come to 4/26 at 9:30 p.m. and also 5/24 at 9:30 p.m. as well. We've already got some fun guests for this April one. Come by promo code Tom, I think, for $10
still,
tickets.
Yeah.
Caroline's.com. sorry for the promo in there.
Totally fine.
Also, check out stamps.com.
They
don't support us, but you know. We talked about Uptown Girl, and I realized people fucking hate that. Like, a lot of people hate that video, that song.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were coming out of the woodworks to really shit on old BJ.
Have you seen the video? It's really funny.
I can't remember. Is that the one where it's like a. Like 50s.
It's like an auto mechanic thing. And he's wearing, he's
like
one
a grease
of the workers.
Kind yeah, of yeah, yeah. thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I've
the least that. Auto mechanic-y looking people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm looking at the. What we all. What the fuck am I trying to say? On top of, in addition to Jared's comments, we also like to go to Facebook for their thoughts. The people of Facebook, we like to get their general opinion.
And then we send their data to. Various companies.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. To ISIS. We're sponsored by ISIS, of course. Mm. Tommy is repped by ISIS.
ISIS actually makes me undies, weirdly enough. They're affiliated.
Type in ISIS for promo code. My high school friend, or acquaintance or whatever, guy that I played Little League baseball with,
ooh.
Wrote, I manage a restaurant in Herald Square, and his regular appearances at Madison Square Garden draw quite the unique crowd of the resto. Billy Joel night is the night of the damned. Jesus. I guess that's a vote in favor of hating Billy Joel.
I take offense to resto.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Resto. I don't like
I feel
either.
Like this that comment should not be regarded.
Sam, I'm a big fan of shortening and abbreviations. Resto is brutal.
I am too. Resto resto could be restroom.
That's true. I say true. You got to make it raunt.
Resto yeah. sounds like a sleepy robot.
When these people come by the raunt. I'm into that.
Ronto.
Hell yeah. Our buddy Joe Kilgallen says, best ivory tickler since Beethoven. You trash.
Again, isn't Joe Kilgallen's favorite band Nirvana?
Yeah, he's a big Nirvana man.
Yeah, so I can't. Again, another comment to be disregarded.
They were way better at killing themselves.
That's true.
Our friend Grace Thomas from Chicago, or who lives in Chicago, says, I love Billy Joel. I think that a lot of criticisms of him are toothless because they're premised on him being a bad songwriter or an also-ran superstar. When I don't know what that means. When like, even if you aren't a fan of the guy, both of those assumptions are plainly untrue.
Ran?
Also-ran. I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's probably asshole.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah.
No, like but, an also-ran, like someone who tried to be really famous but wasn't as famous as
I've
peers.
Never heard that term before.
Oh, yeah, it's a very normal term.
Also-ran?
Yeah.
Well, two out of three of us don't know the term, Tommy, so don't condescend to us.
Meatloaf once said two out of three ain't bad.
Exactly. That's on our side.
So BBS BS.
Jen Welch says the worst. Let's see. There was one I really wanted to read. It was from our buddy Adam Burke, in also in Chicago, who said that he had to follow. Okay, it says, did I ever tell you about having to follow an opera singer singing Piano Man? He said it was a paper machete. I was hosting. I was supposed to do a 10-minute set after the Variety Act. The Variety Act turned out to be the lead tenor from the Chicago Lyric Opera Company. He did a piece from Rigoletto, followed by Piano Man. His accompanist being a pianist, baritone, with everyone in the green mill singing. Oh, wait. His accompanist being a pianist from the symphony. He sang the Joel song in a full-throated baritone with everyone in the green mill singing and swaying along. And then I did jokes about how my accent is kind of weird. And after the show, I met this guy who was the first person to actually record Piano Man. Apparently, when Joel was working at the Brill Building as a songwriter, he had shopped the song around for their artist to record. This guy recorded it, but didn't chart. Interesting.
Huh.
How about that?
Very interesting.
Wow.
Huh. Well, how about that? That is weird. Oh, Brad Wilhelm.
Patreon guest of the podcast said, watch Hired Guns to see what an awful human he is, which is, I was reading about this.
What's Hired Guns?
Hired Guns is about, is it about musicians who are, like, hired to, like, accompany?
Like, touring musicians. And yeah. There's this interview with his ex-drummer who, like, really hates Billy Joel. And basically he said he was, like, fired off the tour for no reason, and he just gives this long.
Billy Joel called Heartless by bandmates in new documentary called Hired Gun.
Multiple bandmates?
It says he dismissed band members from the early days of his career in a heartless way. I was such a fan of his because he was such a great performer and songwriter. Let's see. But when I heard what he did to people he had worked with since they were teenagers, people who were left out in the cold, I just thought it was heartless.
Wow. You know, you gotta forgive the guy. I think.
Also, you did that to the people you started with too, right?
Yeah, definitely. But still,
cut them off.
But he was again an alcoholic.
Right.
Alcohol, really, especially if you're just becoming famous and you really take advantage of that, I think that kind of changes who you are, you know.
Yes.
Not always negatively, but, you know, mostly.
Yeah.
So I think that was just probably the alcohol talking.
Absolutely. I think that makes sense. And you have to forgive people of everything they do on alcohol.
That's true. Like,
I mean,
every night
kinda.
I come home a little buzzed and I beat the shit out of Tommy. He forgives me every morning and it's very sweet of him. Tommy,
always loved Billy Joel.
You loved him? You always love him more than... than, like, Elton John?
No, I mean, I
do associate the two.
I didn't think of it as a competition in my head, honestly, until I saw them live, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was, like, an Alien versus Predator kind of vibe that they have.
Freddy versus
it's
Jason Moore.
Equal. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I've always loved Billy Joel songs. I was like super into them in college. And I would listen to the full albums. I know Jared said that there aren't full albums. But, like, you listen to Stranger front to back. It's all
good. It's
songs.
Good. So, yeah. When was the last time you listened to a full Elton John album?
That's those good, are harder to get through.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that I haven't tried to get through a full Billy Joel album, but I did like the stuff I hadn't heard before, so I think that's a good sign.
Yeah,
like the stuff that weren't like charting hits that I happen to find I did enjoy.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't know that I can't think of a single Elton John song that I know that isn't like a hit. You know.
I don't know
a lot of deep cuts from him at all.
Either.
And so, I definitely don't know any from like Hall & Oates or the other.
Oh,
and I loved Hall & Oates. I was like I loved Hall & Oates and like who was the other? I mean, I loved Journey when I was a kid too.
I hate Journey.
I don't listen to them now, but boy, I do love the song.
Has anyone been on this about Journey?
Casey James Salengo, who also loves Billy Joel.
Okay.
So it all ties together in some way.
So Billy Joel put out 122 songs.
Yeah,
33 of them top 40 hits.
That's not bad.
That's more than 25%.
Yeah,
it's wild.
That's rare.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like Beatles.
It really is, and he loved the Beatles.
That's like Beatles.
Loved the Beatles. Hated Neil Young.
Apparently, Fish, the band, loves Billy Joel. But Billy Joel don't like Fish.
Well, he's mad because they sell more tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. They sold out Madison Square Garden for more nights than him.
And make worse music, I would say.
But decidedly, he apparently called them like a cover band.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's really funny. I'm not seeing, let's see, it's a missed, oh, damn it, it's in, never mind, this is a joke. But that is a real thing he said. It's hard with the internet to tell what's real and fake. All these snarky internet people making, you know, jokes.
Well, the thing is, we're looking for jokes. When we put out statuses asking for opinions, what we really want is jokes.
Yeah.
That we can read aloud and feel tricked by.
Turnstiles album is all bangers, no skips. That's Sammy Archer.
The Turnstiles album has a reggae song on it, so check that out.
So that's cool.
We listened to it before the show because we wanted to make fun of it, and then it turned out
it wasn't that bad.
It was fine.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a great argument for Billy Joel. Yeah.
I think his worst song is fine.
Mm.
It's not totally unlistenable.
Do you listen to the doo-wop stuff?
No, not really. I don't care for a white guy doo-wop, but I don't know.
Oh, white men can't have doo-wop now?
No.
What can they have?
White man can't doo-wop. Well, they can't doo-wop well. But I've actually, again, I don't really know much about him. Like, I don't go deep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I go surface, and I maybe stick my toe in.
Yeah, you gotta wade into the water.
Yeah, wade into the water. I read interviews.
You don't want to drown.
I don't want to drown.
In this Billy Joel thing.
Have you
nonsense.
Read the Chuck Klosterman article or essay? It's amazing. Everyone should read it. It's basically just about how Billy Joel was never cool.
Yeah.
But it includes an interview. It's really interesting. I want to read one part from the interview. Where it's like Billy Joel just being sad. And so this is Chuck Klosterman. He says, "I find myself in the peculiar position of trying to make Billy Joel feel better. I point out that many things in his life have gone well. I remind him that he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he says, that's a cold comfort at the end of the day. You can't go home with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
You don't sleep with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You don't get hugged by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you don't have children with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame."
Those are all good points.
I like that.
He's not wrong about
that. Yeah, those are all the things you can't do.
Well, maybe, you know how some people have that thing where they're, like, attracted to, like, bridges and stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe he has that with the Rock and Roll
Joe Quesada does have that with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He truly does.
He is trying to bang that Rock and Roll.
It's his kink. It's really weird. But, yeah, I like that. Yeah, again, I like that he's never been cool, and I think people who try to be cool hate him.
Right.
Because he's definitely...
Interesting, yeah.
He looks like a loser.
Yeah.
He is obsessed with the piano, which is like, that's like a nerd thing, nerd-ass thing to do. Sorry, Tommy.
That's okay.
Sorry, Tommy. Yeah, this really feels like an attack on you today. But, I'm very sorry about
that. DUIs, piano, not being cool. Yeah. This guy sounds like my kind of dude.
This guy, he works hard and like really actually cares about stuff, and that sucks. It's that's like...
He's a try-hard.
He's not empathetic.
He's an also-ran, you know?
Yeah, he's an also-ran.
That's a normal term.
Look at this picture that's in the article.
See, loser.
He's got an L on his forehead. Man, somebody should write a song about that sort of thing.
Sometimes I think people don't like the way, like, people based purely on how they look.
For sure.
And he looks like a weird little dog. Right?
He does. He looks like his
pug.
I'm looking at a couple pictures.
Yeah, he looks like
his
pug.
I wonder if we can find pictures comparing Billy Joel to a dog to put on the Instagram.
Billy Joel, dog.
Billy Joel.
He looks like a pug.
Like a dog.
I found two things to illustrate how not cool he is. Here's a joke he told at the Howard Stern Town Hall. He goes, there's this throat spray called Entertainer's Secret, and it keeps your vocal cords moist. I saw Ted Nugent use it once, but it didn't really make him sound any better because he probably wasn't spraying it up his ass.
I forgot about that burn.
It's such
Damn.
A wordy joke.
Yeah. And it like barely makes sense.
His Man. Songs are like wordy jokes.
Yes.
He much. Did do that roast battle and the people went nuts. here are some of the reasons that a website called Fringe Underground says that they hate 10 reasons why Billy Joel sucks. The piano can be sexy if played by Sly Stone, Ray Charles, and even Fats Domino. When is piano not sexy? When played by short, fat, Caucasian fingers attached to short, fat, Caucasian man.
That's I'm taking all of this personally.
That's when a piano becomes... This is where it gets a little offensive. I don't want to read this part.
Is
it anti-Semitic?
Like, no, it says that's when a piano becomes as gay as a French horn. I don't like this Hollis... This is written by a man named Hollis.
And you'd think Fringe Underground would have a higher standard.
Yeah, right. They sound liberal.
Only a moron cast his trophy wife in his own video when Uber babe Christy finally woke up from her dog flight slumber and moved on in search of more aesthetically appealing nut.
Appealing nut?
He said nut. Is that what women are looking for?
One
hot nut.
I'm trying to get nut. Scan the room for hot nut.
You just make eye contact with a hot nut across the room.
Ew, steaming.
Let's see. Billy wait, nah, this is another joke. In 1972, when the New York Dolls, Lou Reed, Iggy Pop, and David Bowie were reinventing the musical wheel on a daily basis, Billy Joel arrived with his dopey, obvious debut, Cold Spring Harbor. Gee, thanks, Bill. Just hang on another 30 years. Then you and the other fat piano guy can do it together.
I feel like I know who wrote this.
He Billy Joel hates Cold Spring Harbor, by the way. I
really?
Read that. He, like, disowns it as an album, his debut. Yeah.
Damn.
Good.
Yeah, he says that there was, like, some mess up in the recording that sped it up a little bit, so his voice sounds higher than it is, and he, like, hates it. But then Piano Man was a second album that has some great songs on it.
Yeah.
Captain Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard the arguments against, what is it, not just like
abortion.
A woman? Yeah, of course. There's two sides to every argument. No, it's not just like a woman, is it?
She's always a woman.
She's always a woman. But people say it's like stolen from Just Like a Woman. You know, the other
just
song.
Just like a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Oh, I mean, they're similar in
Bob
idea.
Dylan. I wanted to call him Billy Dylan there for
Billy
a second.
Dilly.
I got to get up very early this morning, folks.
I know. I'm tired, man. I feel bad because this
could be a
good episode, like Jared said.
I think this is a great episode. This is fun.
I feel sick.
We're having a good time. I'm so sorry. Apparently, this is a. I just also clicked on this and forgot that I clicked on it. People thought that he was a Trump supporter because he made a joke, and then he had to come out and say,
"What was his joke?
No, I voted for Hillary." I think he just jokingly, like sarcastically, was like, "Yeah, I'm voting for Trump."
I mean, he's like. I mean, he's Jewish, and his dad was a Holocaust survivor, and he's, like, been very vocal about, like, all the neo-Nazi stuff coming back. He's, like, worn, like, Star of David things at all of his shows just to, like, take a stand against that. Like, he's definitely,
When are you going to take a stand there, Tommy?
Yeah.
You've been apolitical like Taylor Swift this whole time.
No, if you look at the sweater I wore in my Instagram on voting day, you can tell who I voted for.
A four-leaf clover on a patch on your
People
arm.
People making fun of you, too.
I know, that's true.
Have you personally been made fun of for liking old Bill Joe?
Yeah, people, like, thought differently of me, I think, after I said
really?
That. Yeah.
What kind of, do you have any backlash that you remember?
Not really specifically. I just like me singing Billy Joel at karaoke, for instance.
What do you sing?
New York State of Mind.
Hell yeah.
And my friend being the KJ, and he's like, only you're allowed to sing this song because you're my friend, but I don't let people sing Billy Joel at karaoke.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which seems like almost like a freedom of speech
That's
kind
true.
Of deal.
Yeah,
you could take that all the way to the top.
I could take that to the T. But yeah, I don't think just people being like, ugh, like real visceral, like, ugh, are you kidding, man? But I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Hell
Tommy,
yeah.
What about you? Any backlash throughout your life?
I don't think I've ever gotten, but I think people assume I would be the kind
of
guy who likes Billy Joel,
of course.
So I don't think it's like ever a shock.
Yeah, they realize when they're describing the things they hate about Billy Joel, they're hurting your feelings.
This is the first artist where that's happened.
Oh, boy. We have to talk about this. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Interesting. This made me like him a lot more.
No.
You're in luck with the man you chose to be a fan of. It says Billy is an atheist, but he believes in ghosts. Tommy, do you have that story about the house pulled up?
Well, no. It just says, like, the one. All it says is that he, like, saw in his Long Island mansion, he thought he saw, like, a 19th century woman. Like drinking tea, like a ghost.
And brushing her hair.
And brushing her hair.
Just creepy.
And then later he sold that house to Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, he was like, hey, do you want my totally normal house? No ghosts.
Yeah, sitting and brushing her hair.
Spooky.
A 19th century woman.
That's
and I like
cool.
This website just chose a picture of
Oh my god. Why even do that?
That might be the picture of the real ghost,
though. Oh, I didn't you know what's funny? I looked at that picture of the ghost, I was like, oh yeah, that's the ghost. I didn't even
he snapped a pic.
It didn't even occur to me that wouldn't be the ghost.
But that New Yorker article I really enjoy also.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
Apparently, the song "She's Always a 19th Century Woman" is about her.
Wait, so my favorite thing he did on stage when I saw him was during "She's Always a Woman," when he said, "I love you, but that's forever."
Mm-hmm.
He waved four fingers because he's been married four times.
Oh.
Crowd loved it.
Because they that's know.
Because everyone got it. Yeah. Everyone,
that's pretty good.
There was a roar at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Except for it cut to his... Wait, is he currently married?
I don't
know.
No,
think he's so. Dating Damn. A... Well, when that New York article came out, he was dating a 33-year-old.
Wow. Damn.
He's
he was
like
he dated something. Like a 23-year-old when he like 10 years ago, too. Or maybe married. A lot of fellas seem to be doing that these days.
Do you think that's what him and Jerry Seinfeld bonded over?
Yeah. I dated a 14-year-old or whatever. I really want to see him at MSG. Now that I live here, I was like,
that'd be sick. Yeah,
I was like, oh, now I
live in
New York.
We should do a live episode from
MSG.
They'd allow that, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys like Billy Joel? Who here hates him?
When Megan saw him at MSG, it was around Halloween time, and he played Monster Mash.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that makes me like him.
So that's cool. Also, Kevin James, I guess, was in the audience. And they
Kevin
like,
James?
And they panned to Kevin James, and people went nuts.
So funny.
I wanted to read, there was one more Facebook comment that I liked that I felt like I should read. Where
Wait,
is it,
can
though?
We listen? There is a clip on YouTube of the Monster Mash. Can we
yes.
listen to it? I feel like this is important for our
of
show.
Of course, this is very
this
important.
This is a big
this
moment.
This is very relative.
This is going to be the watershed moment of Stand By Your Band.
It's about to be the Watergate moment.
What the hell?
This song
he can be funny.
To creep me out.
He does the voice.
Yeah, he really he's good at the voice too. I didn't know he could go that low.
What if that was the only Billy Joel song I liked? Now that's my kind of tune. We need more songs that feature Halloween characters.
Yeah.
There aren't enough with the werewolf and stuff.
That's true. Wait, there is one more. Can I play it really quick?
Yeah,
it's not totally related to this, but I've been listening to Cocaine and Rhinestones, which is a great podcast about country music.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Buck Owens episode, and he tried to make like a country Monster Mash that's different.
Oh, what?
Way.
This is a great. This
Monsters
is a real
Holiday.
Monsters Holiday, which he released in June.
Is this made like with sincerity?
I mean, it's a novelty song.
Sure.
But,
yeah, of course.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a doing his stuff, a breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Beep, beep, bye, bye, bull, bull, vomit was a monster's holiday. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's enough. So he's gonna fight a dragon? Is that the point
wait.
Of the story?
It seems mean to include the hunchback.
Yeah. He's just deformed.
Yeah, poor guy.
Little person. Attack me, my daughter.
Three-legged dog hopping over.
Deaf woman from Shape of Water.
Not the fish.
Not the fish.
Hey, they're one and the same, according to that lady. Whoa. Yeah, yeah, that just blow your fucking mind.
What?
You have to sign language it. And you don't say sign it. You're supposed to say sign language it.
Just yeah, that's correct. That's, wow, that's cool. PC.
I learned that from A Quiet Place.
Yeah. You know Lisa hates PC culture now.
Oh, God,
Lisa Simpson?
No.
We don't have to talk about it.
Oh, that was insane.
We're, yes. We'll leave it up to time to decide who's right.
Yeah.
Our friend Julia Solomon writes, okay, fun fact, Alexa Joel, his daughter, was featured on an episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey because one of the housewives' sons had a crush on her, and she also tried to have a singing career. Maybe she does now-ish, or she's food blogging, I'm sure. Well, I thought that there was going to be more to that there, Julia. I'm putting it on her when I could have read it, but I did not.
What does his daughter look like?
I just saw a picture
it's
of
him
her.
And Christy Brinkley's daughter.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So, half beautiful. Let's see.
Her name is Ray after Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah. She's a babe.
Let's see. Shall we?
She looks like a real Alexa.
She would not be included in the Monsters Holiday.
Tommy, give her a rating. Go ahead.
Well, one of those pictures looks a little Monster Holiday.
My rating? She's always a woman.
Oh, boy.
Wait, which one?
The one that she looks like she's wearing the anonymous mask.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so everyone at home, Google image Alexa Ray Joel and try and guess which one Claire was talking about. Maybe it's the one where she's standing next to Blair Saki, apparently.
No. I tell you what, if you send in the right one, we'll give you a free koozie.
Yep.
That's my name on it.
It's very obvious.
Go ahead and throw me that cord over there. Let's start this playlist up. What do you think about that? And Quit ogling.
I'm trying to figure her out. She's cute.
Whoa. This got NSFW.
Is that right?
No, it's just her in a one-piece bathing suit.
Whoa.
Tommy can't handle that sort of shit.
I'm Amish.
Tommy, quit humping.
Wait,
the
before
table.
The last thing I wanted to talk about is we didn't start the fire. What are your thoughts?
Love it.
I think you did start the fire. I saw you.
It's not a song that I choose to listen to.
Yeah.
But when it comes on, or I have the option to sing it at karaoke.
Can you sing it at karaoke?
Yeah. If the words are there.
Oh, right. It's just so fast.
It's
too
not
fast
like
for me. So I also can't
It's not
read.
Like rap fast.
Yeah, that's true.
The fact I found out about it was that 40,000 copies of a 10-minute audio message by Billy Joel plus a recording of the hit were sent to schools across the United States in hope it would assist them in understanding history.
That's nice. See? He's trying to help.
He's trying to teach the kids, even though he
didn't graduate.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't learn from me. So then there was an article about this, and I just had to read this one line where this is the lead. The history lesson in Steve Trotter's fifth period class at Los Amigos High School was good as gold, even a gold record.
Shut up.
I do want to say really quickly, you don't have to finish high school to be smart.
Definitely
Our
not.
Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I don't believe finished and got his diploma.
True.
Actually, he did. He went to
My ex-boyfriend did. Josh didn't.
And
really?
He's a millionaire.
He's a millionaire,
he's a millionaire
now.
So
there you go.
And you that's pretty one for one.
Yeah.
Gambling degenerate. JFK, just fucking. Let's listen to some Billy Joel. What do you guys say?
Hell yeah.
So the first song on this playlist that you gave us here, you were kind enough to send us the six songs we demanded. A lot of people don't do that,
so
right?
So many people
oh, really?
Fuck it up.
We'll
get nine songs, seven songs, hell, four songs.
Sometimes three.
So weird.
Name a number. We've never gotten one. No. All right. Let's listen to Moving Out, in parentheses,
yes.
Anthony's
what a song.
Song.
Sack. Is that that all you get for your money. And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
What a song.
So good.
I'm going to play that on the day that I move out of this apartment. Tommy, Billy Joel told USA Today, in the song there's the sound of a car peeling out. That was Doug Stegmeier's car, the bassist, who at the time had a 60s era Corvette. He took his little tape machine in the car and hung the microphone out the rear end and started burning rubber, screeching away from his house. At the end, we went on and on and on, and they faded it out. We were just having too much fun playing. We couldn't stop. We'd look at Phil Ramone, the album's producer, and he'd just go, just keep going. Who knows how much of this we're going to use. Just go with it. The education of self-editing is a good process to learn.
They let Billy drive and just go right into a house.
Just keep going. We're having
smash
too much
up,
fun.
Man. Edit again.
Smash up.
That was the one that they made a Tony Award winning musical.
Yeah.
That won a Tony?
It won a Tony, apparently.
Huh.
Even though what I read earlier Tony seemed song. Like people have hold for edit. let's see here if there's any. Yeah. Open on Broadway. It closed in 2005. Damn. That's too bad.
Too bad.
We missed it. That would have been fun to go to. See an old movie.
Maybe there'll
out.
Be a revival.
Maybe we could make a revival.
Whoa.
All right. Let's hear another little ditty on this playlist. Number two is Only the Good Die Young.
Yeah.
God damn.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well will be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built a true temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too
Actually, you might have heard that I wrote in a dangerous crowd.
Have you seen my mechanic friend?
I know a guy that peels out his car.
This song was originally recorded with a reggae groove. He loves reggae.
He really does.
Damn.
Was only Paul Simon the guy who white guy who could get away with that, I guess.
The Rolling Stones tried.
Yeah.
Did they try?
Very bad job. Yeah.
Damn.
But it is, yeah, every white artist goes to a thing where they're like, I will be the one.
At some point, they go to Jamaica, yep. And they're like, yeah, and they try to insert it.
Yeah,
it's like not
it's so
happening.
I read the quote about when the guy who convinced him to not do it was one of the band members, and he said something like, I told Billy the only Jamaica you should go to is the Jamaica train station in New York.
Is that
close to her? That's almost where we live.
It is by our house, yeah.
let's see if there's any other fun stuff here. Joel told USA Today, Jewish guilt is visceral, and it's in the stomach. Yeah, that's what it says. Catholic guilt is in the belfry of the cerebrum. It's gothic and it's got incense, bells tolling, and it has to do all with sin. I wanted to write a song about it, about a guy trying to seduce a Catholic girl. I don't know what all the fuss was about because she stayed chaste.
Wow.
I remember taking it over to the drummer. Well, it's true, he said, but I don't know how people are going to respond to it. Huh. Well, how do you like that? It also says Virginia was Virginia Callahan, a girl Billy had a crush on when he first started playing in a band. She didn't even know he existed until she saw him in a gig, but 13 years later, he used her as the main character in this song about a Catholic girl who won't have premarital sex.
Wow.
How do you feel about that, Tommy?
I think when Pope Francis decreed that there is no hell, and this is the direct line to God that we have as a world, I think that changed the meaning of this song a little bit. You know what I mean? Sinners and saints, we're all just people.
Well.
Thank you.
That's only if you accept that Pope.
Yeah.
Not my Pope.
You like the young Pope.
Hell yeah. Give me young Pope or give me no Pope. I like a Pope who don't believe in God. That show sucked.
I never watched it.
Oh, did you watch Young Pope?
Definitely not. Someone told me it was really good.
I heard that too. I am conflicted about it. I didn't hate it.
Much
I
like
watched...
a Catholic would be.
Thank you. God, Catholics think they fucking own guilt. Everybody feel guilty.
Well, we just heard that there's Jewish guilt.
Yeah, there's
That's
definitely
true.
Jewish
but
guilt.
But what about just a non-religious guilt? That could be a thing.
Nope.
No. No, I think I have Catholic guilt because I was in the Catholic Church for a bit. I think when you're a little kid, it doesn't matter. Let's listen to the next song on this this playlist. We have My Life. It's my life. It's
we should have just given them a stand-up routine in LA.
Yeah, I have.
This is about you.
This is a song that I relate to.
Do you guys actually know who the comic is that this is about?
Is it Rich, what's his name? Richard?
You're on the right track.
What's his name?
Famous Curb Your Enthusiasm comedian.
Richard Kind.
No.
He was in
Lewis.
Curb, right?
Richard Lewis. Oh.
He came up with the blank from hell. Remember? That's his big thing in the show. Let's see. Are you looking up Richard Kind right now?
I just want to make sure he was on Curb.
I'm sure he was also on Curb.
Richard Kind.
He might not have been. But Richard Lewis is the one who's on all the time.
He's actually a stand-up, and Richard Kind is just a comedic actor.
He was the dinosaur in Toy Story.
But yes, Richard Kind was his cousin in a great episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Another fun fact about this song, it was the theme song to the 80s television sitcom Bosom Buddies.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Apparently
that.
Not. So they had to like switch the singer. It was a sound-alike singer.
Oh.
But it's the title theme was not Joel's version. It was sung by a sound-alike singer. But this show is famous for introducing the world to Tom Hanks.
Sizemore. Oh, Hanks. Okay.
Hanks Sizemore.
Let's see.
Man, the best Apu joke was about Tom Hanks. R.I.P.
What was that?
What was it?
It was when there was one of those like name jumbles at the movies, And it says Mott Hanks, and Lisa goes, it's obviously Tom Hanks. And then it turns out it's Autumn Shank.
Wow.
And Apu comes in. And
now do the impression.
You know, I'm not going to do it. I know the trap.
You racist bitch.
I see the trap, and I step aside.
All right, let's hear
this. This is my life. That song rules, by the way.
Yeah,
that bass line bounces, huh?
It bounces.
Crunchy.
Slaps.
Oh, God.
That shit slap.
Keep it crunchy. This is Captain Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around. You're tired of living in your one-horse town. Like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine.
Oh yeah.
And you smile. But Captain Jack will get you high tonight. Take you to your special island. Captain Jack will get you by tonight. Just a little push.
This sounds about
it's apparently he just like looked out the window and saw a guy in like tie-dye pants or whatever. He's like, I'm gonna write a song about that guy.
His name's Captain Jack.
I was just reading, it says that Joel considers this an anti-drug song.
Oh no.
As he sings yeah. about, he sings about how their users become apathetic and lifeless. Before playing the song at concerts, Joel has explained to the audience that the song is about spoiled, lazy, apathetic young college students who don't care much about who don't care about much other than partying and having sex. Their family has money and has paid for them to receive a good education, but they toss it away and don't care for anything. Anything except good old Captain Jack, that is.
Wow.
And then he guzzles a bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
Judgmental.
See,
fuck.
He's a loser.
He definitely has that high school dropout's bitterness against college.
Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. He just really wanted to party, but he knew he wasn't even cool enough for college.
I looked up what is the meaning of Captain Jack, and I just like that the second like similar result was how old is Captain Jack Sparrow? So I want to look at that. We're going to see what the answer is.
But how old is he? Yeah. The fake guy.
I'm so excited.
Let's see if we can figure out, or let's take not bets. We don't have anything to bet with. Let's try to guess. I'm going to say he's.
There are two answers. I'm going to tell you right now.
All
right, both from the same person. And they are long.
I'm going to say he's 49 years old.
I'm going to say 45.
Okay, now this is Sammy Underhill, who wrote this in July of 2017, which seems too late to be thinking about Jack Sparrow. My belief is that Captain Jack Sparrow is born around 1740 and died around 1820. I came to this conclusion because Captain Jack Sparrow faced the guillotine. A guillotine came around in the 90s of 1700. I'm including her grammatical errors. By then, Jack would be around his 50s. When he met Will Turner, he would probably be in his 30th. 20 years later, Will's son met Captain Jack Sparrow. It's the same time he faced the guillotine, which was a brand new thing in POTC, Pirates of the Caribbean. This would mean that Jack Sparrow lived in 1790. With all the information we got from the movies, we come to the conclusion that he lived a while, perhaps around 50 or 60 years, just like Johnny Depp aged now.
How convenient.
There is one thing that blocks my theory, exclamation point. This is thanks to my least favorite pirate movie, POTC4 on Stranger Tides.
Wow.
Why? Well, in this episode of POTC, he met the daughter of Blackbeard, and not only his daughter, but he met the legend himself. The problem is that Edward Teach, alias Blackbeard, came to the Caribbean in 1716. This could mean that he could still meet Jack Sparrow in the 1-2-3 era of POTC. However, he would be almost 100 years, and I don't think that would happen. Besides, the legend died in 1718. This means two things. Either Jack never met Blackbeard, or he never faced the guillotine at all.
That does block his era. And that's what Blockers is about.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you can't spell POTC without POC, and yes, they don't have any.
Oh, and then this other answer just says he is 58.
Oh man, that second one really seems like the one we should have gone with.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we explored that.
Yeah. Really quickly, I should say. This is a song fact about this song. Many songs contain references to masturbation, but this is one of the few that actually uses the word masturbate in its lyrics. Joel says that his record company, Columbia, that is, has never interfered with his music and has made no effort to change it. Good for you, Joel.
Yeah, people hate that Billy Joel says the word masturbate. I read that a lot, too.
Yeah, it is a little weird to hear it.
I can't remember how he does. Doesn't he say it really?
Sit at home and masturbate.
Yeah, it's very like, he really hits the T's. Yeah.
The way he says pornographic magazine.
Yeah. Dork.
Yeah.
Huge dork.
When I was like 13, it was like me and like four of my friends, we're going to try and get a porno mag.
Hell yeah.
So my friend goes in there and he goes, we're like, yeah, obviously not old enough. He points at like the rack of porn and just goes, can I have one of those magazines? And the guy was like, no. We're like, all right, touche.
I'm going to masturbate.
You've heard of Billy Joel, sir. Might I be correct about that? Let's listen to New York State of Mind.
The man's a virtuoso.
Yeah, he's good. He's good at what he does, too. Assholes talking shit about Billy Joel. They're out here.
Why are you clenching your fist?
Throughout the podcast, we didn't hear it, but you're just quietly grumbling that we're assholes.
Yeah. These freaking assholes are trying to make me defend one of the greatest living musicians of all time. Shit on this seat.
Captain Jack Sparrow's not 58.
POTC.
Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the Everglades.
Everglades.
I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News.
Mm-hmm. What's the vibe like when you sing it?
No, just like, oh, I do it kind of like, like I'm giving it my all.
Yeah,
because I really believe New York is the best city in the world.
Hell
even
yeah.
I have
yeah.
been to Denver and the Everglades, and
you've
also
been to the Everglades?
LA.
Damn.
No. But I've seen the movie stars in their fancy cars. I've seen Dane Cook come out of his Hummer.
Is that true?
That's yes. Once
Hummer? You've seen that, yes. You can leave LA.
Yeah, exactly.
What color is his Hummer?
I want to say it was yellow or something
of
crazy.
Of course.
Or like black.
He would have a damn Hummer.
He also, man who likes his young girlfriends, he should meet our friend Billy.
Oh, man.
Our friend Jerry, our friend Billy.
You know, I have this theory about New York that if you can make it here, you could like, you could probably make it anywhere.
That's true.
That's my sort of thought.
A good theory.
My theory is that New York was like a character in that song.
My theory is that if New York was a fruit.
Yes.
Let's say an apple, but it's a big one.
Yes.
Whoa.
Because the city's so big.
Yeah. Whoa. I have a theory.
Yes.
That E equals MC cubed.
The fuck?
Wait a second.
I think I'm close.
That song is iconic.
We all know that Billy grew up in Long Island. He was born in the Bronx, so of course New York is close to his heart.
Bronx Bomber.
Wait, what?
The Bronx Bombers. That's what they call the Yankees.
Oh, okay.
And he also bombed the Bronx.
he famously,
as he left the Bronx, threw a giant grenade behind his back. Let's see. Joel told Rolling Stone in 2017, recent, that New York State of Mind was his favorite among his songs because it, quote, became a standard, said Joel. Sort of like Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust or George on My Mind, it became one of those songs. This was influenced by Ray Charles, who, like Joel, was a singer, songwriter, and piano player. Joel did a duet with old Charles in 1986 on his song, Baby Grand.
I was blinded by the light.
How dare you? That's one of the, Ray Charles is one of the people that country singer names in his monster song. All right, let's hear, there's one more, right? Yeah, scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Oh, man, I gotta go pee.
Our final song.
Don't
you can
play
go pee while it plays if you want.
Yeah, okay.
You've heard it.
You can go in Tommy's room.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé. Instead, get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. You anytime you want in our Italian restaurant. Long ago, you lost weight, I did not know.
Damn.
You ever looked so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green?
We legally can't play anymore.
Yeah, we play too much. But it changes so much that I wanted to hear more of it.
Well, it's like it's three songs in one song.
Yeah, I love that. I like songs like that.
Apparently, the restaurant which inspired the song, now closed, was the Fontana di Trevi at 151 West 57th Street across from Carnegie Hall.
Oh, wow.
It was for the opera crowd, but Italian food was really good. They didn't really know who I was, which was fine with me. Yeah. But sometimes you would have a hard time getting a table. Well, I went there when the tickets had gone on sale for my dates at Carnegie Hall, and the owner looks at me and he goes, "Hey, you're that guy." From then on, I was always able to get a good spot.
The guy.
You're that guy. Tommy gets that too, but it's because he exposes himself to people in the restaurant. You're that guy. You touched my restaurant.
What voice is that?
That's a boo.
You touched my baby's butt.
You got the BBF.
I will say, Vulture called this. They ranked all 122 songs. They put this number one.
Also,
I believe it.
On an appearance with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, a young Jilly Bowl, a little Billy Joel ranked this song number one on his list of top Billy Joel songs.
Oh, even
like
he's
got a lot. Huh. Yeah,
wow.
He has also cited New York State of Mind as his favorite, which we already knew.
Did you see the fact about the original title?
What's that?
It was Scenes from an Italian Resto. And I thought that was weird.
Scenes from an Italian Rest Stop.
Yeah, that was what it was called.
I like that.
Let's see. On an A&E special, Joel said he came up with the bottle of white, bottle of red line while he was dining at a restaurant, and a waiter actually came up to him and said, "Bottle of white, bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead."
It sounds like he didn't come up
with
it.
He wrote down things he heard.
Yeah.
That's like I came up with a bunch of jokes while I was watching Tommy do stand-up and writing down the things he said and then performing them.
That is how so many people tweet jokes now. They'll just go, "Someone said," and then steal a joke, and it gets 50,000 RTs.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Fucking clear. Come on, podcast.
I've done it.
Defended Billy Joel.
Keep from tweeting.
Is this what's your favorite of the six that you picked?
I would say either Scenes from an Italian Restaurant or.
They're all good.
What else did I pick?
There's My Life, Only the Good Die Young, Moving Out, Captain Jack, New York State of Mind, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
I like Only the Good Die Young because I like the chorus a lot.
Yeah.
Only the good, pause, yeah, you know what I mean?
The pause is beautiful.
Yeah.
I like the concept too because it makes it sound like old people are assholes.
Yeah, exactly. Which is cool.
That is neato to me. That is resto. Tommy, what do you think? What are your thoughts on this playlist?
I mean, I love it. I love every song you picked. You didn't pick any. I don't know if you picked some of the doo-wop. I might have had to.
What if I picked "We Didn't Start the Fire"?
I think I would have given that a 0.5.
Yeah,
but
why
all
is
these,
that?
I don't know. I just don't love
it.
Yeah,
it's not a good.
It's just too many names.
I don't like the way it begins because it sounds like it's gonna be a real rocking tune,
yeah.
And then it just.
But yeah, with these six, for me, it's a perfect score. It's 6 out of 6.
6 out of 6.
And maybe I'm biased as a short, chubby Caucasian man who plays piano and drinks too much and crashes
finger.
His car and is Billy Joel, apparently.
Well,
but yeah, perfect
for
score.
Me, as a
I like
man,
all these songs.
As a man who was
oh,
called.
Oh, wait.
Year
it is my
generosity.
Year of generosity.
Right.
Which means there will actually be 0.25 added, making it the first ever.
This is
6.25 out of 6.
This is non-canonical.
Cannons, cannons, cannons.
There is no such thing as
which
a
means, Claire, you win. Stand by your band.
Oh, my God.
Finally, we can end this nightmare of a show where I forced myself to listen to music.
And the 19th century ghost leaves the room.
Jared, did you hear that? Jared.
I am going to give this thing I can't in good conscience give this thing a 6 because I'm just not a big
wow.
Billy Joel head and this didn't change me that. I did enjoy it though. I would give it a 5.25, but because it is Tommy's year of generosity, I must balance his yin out with my yang.
Wow.
For every negative there's a positive. For the good force there is the dark. I am lowering mine to a 5. Still pretty good score
pretty good.
For old BJ.
Who's gotten the lowest score?
Oh, good question. Shit. It wasn't Slipknot.
311
was
definitely up there.
Was it?
That's a surprise.
Well, I gave Slipknot a zero.
Okay, so it was probably Slipknot.
Yeah, I don't know what you gave him, but
I think it was low because I don't like him.
Who was Slipknot?
Our buddy Nicky Martin, the piss mistress himself.
The piss mistress.
You rolled your eyes.
I hope he listens to this.
What was I going to say? What do you give this playlist?
6 out of 6.
Yep.
Pretty good score.
17 out of 18 total. Choice. That's pretty wild.
Wild. Wild stuff.
That probably, that's way up there. That means that playlist and Aqua have like our, didn't you give Aqua a 6 or something?
I like Aqua. I was like, I had no.
Come on, Tommy, let's go. Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because it's like funny. It's just a guy going, take me to the bouncy land.
It's funny because it's funny. Not funny.
There's nothing not funny about Aqua.
All right, this has been the podcast.
It's a girl with a high pitched voice and a guy with a low pitched voice, and they're from a silly country.
I don't think that they would consider their country silly. Oh, you condescending fuck. All right, piss freaks. Thanks for listening to another episode, Claire. Thank you so much for being on. This was such a good time. Is there anything you'd like to plug? This will come out, I think, tomorrow. If I have my druthers.
At Baby's First Gun.
Cool.
Is my Twitter.
Okay.
I'm going to be on Tommy's show.
Ooh.
At The Brick on Thursday.
Nice. Where's that at?
The Brick Theater, the new Brooklyn Comedy Collective.
And that's going to be a collective show with you and some other boys, right?
Joey Dendale is doing his one-man show. Joey's a very funny man.
Nice.
And on my show also we'll have Josh Gondelman.
Heard of him? You should. He's a funny man.
I don't think it's open to the public, but I'm also doing a show for the Almond executives.
Wait,
because you know Megan Gailey is like on Almond commercials now. She's doing a show for only Almond media and executives, and I'm opening.
When is that?
That's on Thursday too.
I want to be part of Almonds.
I know. I'm
a big nut, man.
They literally told me, they're like, if you could try and incorporate Almonds into your jokes,
you can figure it out.
I'm going to shoehorn them in.
Oh, we got a buzzer beating comment here. Let's see if it's any good. He
says, "You can put it on the board."
I am in respectful love with Billy. Well, there you go.
All right.
Who's that?
That's it's somebody I don't know. Carolyn Maine. Do you know her?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So that's good.
I have an album coming.
Look for her album.
Oh, yeah. Look for Claire's album.
Do you have a title yet?
Yeah, it's called Let It Be.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
First one to come up with that.
Me and Tommy's live show, like we said, is Caroline's on Broadway 4/26. Only 6 days. You're probably still going to be real high from your weed day, 4/20 little freaks.
6 days after.
And you're all going to be at Super Troopers 2.
Wow.
Guzzling down sody.
And guzzling down bongs.
Yes.
So yeah, 4/26, carolines.com. Check out our Patreon. We've got some new shit on there. We've actually committed to putting things on there for once in our goddamn lives. Patreon.com/standbyyourband. For some bonus content.
Oh, I have a podcast too.
Oh, check out what's your podcast?
It's called Talking to Myself in the Park.
There you go. Check it out. And check it out. Tommy's podcast, Piss R Us, Piss on Me. It's called both of those things.
Well, I talk about the band Aha, and I talk about piss.
Of course.
Every episode starts and ends with a full length Piss on Me cover with all the words.
Only that word changed.
Pissing away. I don't know what else to piss.
Thanks for listening, guys. Keep it crispy. Rate and review on iTunes if you're having a good time. We love you. Bye.
Stand by your bed.